You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Remember, the Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Jason used to work for them back in the day. Mm-hmm. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, too. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
1987 and 1988.
Very good.
Busboy.
Those are good years. Those were our
junior, Lewisdale, Maryland.
Junior and senior years of high school, 1987 and 1988.
That was the original Lido.
Yes, correct. And you don't call it Lido's. It's Lido Pizza. Right. If you call it Lido's Pizza, we think of you as a rube.
Lido.
That's all. That's all. Just need to get that out
most,
of there.
Most people do call it Lido's.
I know.
Is that spot still there? Jay, I haven't been around there forever.
No,
the OG's gone.
No, that moved years ago.
Got it.
I worked at the new version of the OG.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where, over there in College Park?
Yeah, I was bartender, server.
The one, right down the street from the Cornerstone, the Seastone?
Yeah, it's right behind it on Knox Road.
Only old people call it the Cornerstone.
I feel like that one's been there like 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been there since like 08.
Yeah. A while. Yeah. College Park institution.
Good stuff over
yes,
there.
Yes, correct.
All right, time for the sports page, driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they've got huge incentives. It means lower prices on all your favorite models. Head on over. Ask for Evelyn. She's great. Make sure you walk in the front door, ask for Evelyn. And just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com.
Yes.
Three preseason games. I think last night it was the official start of preseason. I don't really count the Hall of Fame game.
Mm-hmm. This is the real kickoff.
Yeah. Three preseason games last night. Colts, Ravens, Bungles, Eagles, Raiders, and the Hooks. Start with the Raiders, Seahawks. I didn't watch any of this, but obviously Drab probably did. Finished.
I mean, those are his two favorite teams in the entire league. Yeah,
who are you rooting for there? Finished in a tie. Seattle started Drew Locke, and then Jalen Milroe came in. Of course, he's the rookie from Bama. Apparently, he looked pretty good. I think he had a long run. He ended up running for 38 yards. I think his longest run was a 27-yarder. But how did Milroe look for Seattle? Did you watch the game?
The game started at 10:20 at night. I watched like 30 minutes of it and went to bed. So Milroe was not in, so I just saw the highlights this morning. I mean, he's very fast.
Yeah, he is.
He's very, very fast. Yes, a little bit of an emotional night, seeing Pete back in Seattle, dapping everyone up, and Geno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Geno played a series. Seahawks look good. They're playing. Yeah. They're doing old-school football. Mike McDonald stealing the Ravens' tactics of just bringing in the fullback, smash mouth. It's going to be kind
of
interesting.
Is there going to be a lot of Kenneth Walker in 2025 if he can stay healthy? No.
He's already hurt.
That guy have a lot of injury issues.
Yeah, he's cooked.
Yeah. Mm,
probably some Charbonnet. There's a Seahawks fifth for all you fantasy guys out there. Ooh, you want to take a flyer?
Yes,
there's a Seahawks guy who's just lighting up camp.
Oh, is that Jakarta Wright?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
I thought it was
Our fifth round draft pick, a wide receiver, Torrey Horton from Colorado State.
I thought you were going to say Arroyo, the tight end.
No, no.
Got it.
This is like if you're in a dynasty league, I don't even know. Fifth round draft pick, he's already getting work with the number ones, making multiple plays every single day.
Had a touchdown last night.
Yeah. He had a touchdown last night.
Yep. Hit 3 for 31 and a tutty.
Good. All right. We'll keep an eye on him. For Vegas, Aiden O'Connell started. He was 18 for 30, threw a touchdown, but also a couple picks. They ran the ball 26 times for just over 100 yards.
He'd be your guy, Dylan Lobby.
Let's talk about Dylan Lobby.
Trying to make the roster again.
It's a loaded room. Mm-hmm. He's got his work cut out for him. Maybe he'll be able to carve out a spot. Maybe they'll stash him on the practice squad. Maybe somebody will pick him up.
Give me Lobby's numbers from last night.
Well, he did as much as he could do. I mean, he caught a touchdown, I think, on like a swing pass. He had 4 carries for 38 yards, which is really good. He had a little punt return where he gained 10 yards. That's important. Picked up a blitz when he needed to. He had a tackle on a kickoff coverage deal. So he was getting some run, and he was making some plays. He put some good stuff on film last night.
Good. Catching a touchdown is big.
It is.
I think it's big.
Yeah. 6-yarder.
And, you know, he's got a lot of – he's got some name guys in front of him. So it's always different, too, when you know, this regime didn't draft him.
Right.
They're not invested at all. He's got to show out.
He's got to impress his new boss, Tom Brady and company,
right,
in that front office.
But he is reminding people that he really is – a talented player, just needs opportunity. Last year, he had a couple times where he had the ball and like he just had ball security stuff. You know, it's a big leap from the level he was playing in college to the NFL. Now,
I don't read too much into preseason, obviously, but Ashton Jeanty, 3 carries, -1 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he was just in there for a series,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, it's.
I wouldn't look at it.
I'm not going to look at that too much.
I mean, I know he was. He had like a 4-yard loss.
Yeah.
Apparently the offensive line wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he'll be fine. I mean, he's clearly the starter.
He's going to get like 18 to 20 carries per game as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's going to have a huge role there.
Also last night, the Ravens beat the Colts 24-16. I guess one of the bigger stories from this game, there was a couple of injuries, first of all. So Anthony Richardson,
right,
quarterback for the Colts, had a dislocated pinky on his throwing hand.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up being 2 for 3 for 21 yards, but dislocated his pinky.
You
so kind of
do need
out.
Your pinky. Yeah, you know, believe it or not, you kind of do.
For gripping a football and throwing it, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
You kind of do need it.
Yeah.
So he was out. Daniel Jones was 10 for 21 for 144 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Riley Leonard, rookie from, was at Duke and then transferred to Notre Dame, 12 for 24. And threw a pick. Had some rushing yards, though. Ran for 34 yards, including a 21-yarder.
It sounds like the potential breakout for the Colts on offense, aside from Tyler Warren, the rookie,
Warren,
is Adonai Mitchell, second-year wideout.
Yeah.
Turning some heads in camp so far. He had 2 grabs for 37 last night.
Tyler Warren
had 3 for 40.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big part of
that
offense.
He was a first-round pick. What was he, like the 12th pick?
Somewhere in that range. The mid-first round, I think,
Rookie from Penn State.
Going back to Richardson, I mean, it's just the same old story with him.
Yeah.
That injury was completely preventable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to, I mean, look.
Did he hold the ball too long? Or
every quarter, no, it would happen fast. But every quarterback, everybody, analyst who's breaking down the play says he's got to be able to tell what's coming before the play happens. And it happens fast, and he's got to get a hot route and dump the ball off to the running back there. Mm-hmm. What is he doing?
Yeah.
This is football. This is quarterback 101.
He's got to know the pressure's there, but he also got no help from his running back. Like, if you watch the play, the back goes out.
Yeah, but Jeff Schwartz said, who's a former offensive lineman, said that's not the running back's job. They'll never do that. You don't just chip when you have a hot route. Mm-hmm. You have to get out, and the quarterback has to get you the ball immediately.
Yeah.
You can't be sprinting full speed and then be expected to chip somebody. You can't. He says you will never do that.
Here's the part where it is on Richardson. Like, he drops back, and he's squarely just... He's just laser focused over here.
Receiver.
Like, he should be here for a second, then obviously scanning the field. There was no scanning. He's just here. Guy comes over to the blind side, just flattens him.
Yeah.
And hence the injury.
Didn't he play like 9 games in college or something? Like, he had
he was very inexperienced as a college player.
He was just an athletic freak.
Played 1 year,
Yeah, I could throw it 100 yards.
It's probably
going to
wind up costing Chris Ballard his job in Indianapolis if it doesn't work out.
Yeah. So we'll see how long he's going to be out there.
Well, then the injury to the Raven corner was
Ravens
gruesome.
Cornerback Bilal Cohn, I believe.
I actually had just turned it on when that happened.
I didn't see it. I just read this. I didn't want to see it. I felt so bad for the kid. Tore a ligament in his left knee last night.
I thought he dislocated a knee or
apparently
something.
Apparently it was very graphic.
Well, it was just cockeyed.
Yeah.
Like immediately his leg is cockeyed and then they start waving people over. But the trainers, I have to say, they are very calm. They all came over to him, and clearly it was a bad injury.
Yeah.
And they were just very, very calm. They eventually put him in an air cast. He was in distress. He felt horrible. But Harbaugh said a nice thing, though. He said that, you know, it's just going to happen on a different timeline. He's a part of this team, and, you know, just have to, you know, get healthy.
Those are your clear cases of why you put your starters in bubble wrap and either don't play them or play them for a series and get them off the field. And save them for early September.
It wasn't like there was a lot of contact. It was just a little ball in the corner of the end zone there, and he just kind of tripped over his legs or whatever happened.
Yeah, it's just a horrible break for him. Speaking of starters, the Bengals, they started a bunch of their guys, especially on offense. And I think we talked about it. Zach Taylor talked about playing these guys a little bit more in the preseason because they historically get off to slow starts in the regular season.
Yep.
And it's because, I guess, in the past they didn't play as much in the preseason. But Joe Burrow, 9-for-10 for $123, a couple of touchdowns.
It's pretty laser focused there.
Including one to Jamar Chase, who had 4 catches for 77 yards and a touchdown. So I don't know if T. Higgins had a catch. I'm just looking at the box.
He was targeted once, no catches.
No catches, yeah. But obviously Burrow and Chase were hooking up on the first couple of series. So for the Eagles, I don't think any of the starters really played. Tanner McKee was 20-for-25 for a couple of touchdowns. Kyle McCord came in as well. DTR came in. Will Shipley, I think he led them in rushing.
He did.
7 carries for 48 yards.
I'd forgotten that A.J. Dillon had resurfaced on the Eagles roster.
Yeah, he was out there. 5 carries for 27.
Yeah.
So you had 3 preseason games last night, and you've got 3 tonight, including the Washington Commanders at 7:30. There are 2 7 o'clock games. Mm-hmm. Lions, Falcons in Atlanta, and, of course, Cleveland and Carolina. We talked about the Cleveland the game because Shador Sanders, of course, will start. And then you've got the Commanders Patriots at 7:30. I can't wait until I go to an early dinner with some friends tonight.
Yep.
5 o'clock reservations.
Perfect.
May probably end up eating around 5:30.
You're right in the sweet spot, 5 p.m.
Maybe have a post-dinner cocktail at the bar.
Yep.
And then home in my bed with my dog, my computer on my lap, watching the game at 7:30.
Sounds like a great evening.
That's what I'm going to do.
That sounds perfect, actually.
That's what I'm going to do, fellas.
Good. You got your whole evening planned out.
By the way, speaking of injuries, man, this is just a brutal injury for the Chargers. Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater is going to miss the entire year. He had a ruptured patella tendon, suffered in practice yesterday. He will undergo surgery. He'll be placed on IR immediately. That's just a brutal, brutal loss when you lose your left tackle.
Who's we talk
especially
about
when he's a Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowler, and the Chargers like to run it.
Yes.
Like that really affects their game plans going forward. So that's going to be tough.
And he just signed a huge deal.
A big extension.
4 years, $113 million extension.
Right.
Just 11 days ago, including $92 million guaranteed. Going to miss the entire year. Man, that's the brutality of the sport.
Yeah, that's why drafting is important. Depth is so super important.
Yep.
Now, the guy they're going to plug in, whoever that is not going to be Slater level, but they're going to have to march on without him.
Yep. So, preseason's underway. All right, Nats lose 6-0 last night to the Athletics. Well, actually, not last night. It was yesterday, 12:05 game. Mitchell Parker got the loss. He now has 12 losses. He's 7-12. ERA is 5.5. Shut out by the Athletics. I believe they ended up losing 2 out of 3 there. They will now head out to San Francisco starting tonight, 10:15 start tonight on a West Coast road trip.
By the way, Rooster retweeted Ryan Schenker at Ryan Shanker on Twitter. The Nats have a 0.286 win percentage in day games. They're worst in franchise history in 2025.
Yeah, they only managed three hits.
The Nats are playing day games? Super fade.
Yeah.
Just fade them.
And maybe play the under.
And probably play the
under. Maybe play their team total under.
Mm-hmm.
James Wood ended up going 0 for 4. Struck out a couple times. He's just struggling. Hitting 254 now, but they were just 3 for 29. Athletics had 12 hits, 12 for 35. So, you know, they obviously are struggling, have been struggling for weeks.
You think that was a fun flight out to San Fran after after just getting blanked again?
Nope. Mm. Paul Skeens, this guy's a lock for the Cy Young. Beat the Reds 7-0. ERA is down to 1.94, struck out 8 in 6 innings, allowed 7 hits. Did I see that that's the most amount of hits he's allowed?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes. Did I see that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy. Didn't walk anybody. No earned runs. And it got his
seventh
win.
I saw, too, that like the Pirates might have 7 shutouts on the season. 5 of them are Skeens starts.
Yeah.
Just dominant.
I mean, to have a 1.94 ERA in middle of August is just crazy. All right. The Mystics. I guess the WNBA trade deadline was, I don't know, yesterday?
I was unaware of WNBA hot stove talk leading up to the deadline.
There was a deadline, and the Mystics traded Aliyah Edwards to the Connecticut Sun in exchange for J.C. Sheldon and a first-round pick swap. So the Mystics will also have the right to swap Minnesota's 2026 first-round pick. Sheldon was the number 5 overall pick in the 2024 draft. I believe she was the right ahead of Edwards. I think they both were in the 2024 draft, numbers 5 and 6. So they flopped them. And they so the Mystics gave up on Aliyah Edwards.
Grab, did you feel vindicated when you saw that news hit the wire yesterday?
I mean, we all knew this was happening. It is what it is. I was getting a lot of pats on the backs yesterday saying you called it, you called it. I mean, they traded for another bust of a girl.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They gave the grades for this trade. The Mystics get a B+ and the Sun gets a B+. So I don't know why they like the trades for both sides.
Did you see that? I think the Connecticut Sun are moving to Boston.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
So they're like one of the original teams. Okay. I think I saw this. They're going to move to Boston.
They're called the Connecticut Sun?
Yeah.
That's what they've always been called?
Yeah.
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 That's hilarious.
Because they used to play at the Mohegan Sun.
Right.
So now they're
maybe they still play there. I don't know. But then I think the new owner is paying $350 million for them.
Mm. Man, that's a lot.
The franchise valuation is going up.
Didn't Portnoy say he'd pay $250 in a second?
Yeah.
Yep. He's all over
Connecticut,
it.
By the way, is the worst team in the league. They're 5-24.
They've been around for 20-some years.
Oh, yeah.
WNBA's been around for a while, my man.
I understand the league has. Yeah. I've never heard of the Connecticut Sun.
You have? Have you heard?
Come on.
All right,
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to give
I've
you...
I've heard of like the Liberty and the Lynx and the Mystics.
Do I have any small bills here?
I've never heard of the Connecticut Sun.
I will ship $3 to your Venmo account.
Yeah.
If you can name the Golden State Blanks. I believe they just started play this year.
In the WNBA?
In the WNBA, yes.
No idea.
I think it starts with a V, doesn't it?
It definitely starts with a V.
Yeah.
And it's not the V word that you're thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Golden State, it's V what?
V-A.
I'll even tell you what I think it is.
Golden State Valley Girls.
You're close. I think this thing is like a Viking warrior princess type of.
Yeah, that's not my world.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it?
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
The Golden State Valkyries.
That's actually kind of a cool name, but.
It is a cool name.
It's the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, I knew my $3 was relatively safe.
How many games did they play in the regular season? About 50?
Not sure.
Maybe not that many.
I think it's, I don't know.
40?
38? I don't know.
Yeah. So Washington's 13-16. And like I said, Connecticut's 5-24. Something that's more interesting, the FedEx St. Jude scores from the first round yesterday in Memphis, Tennessee.
Of course, more interesting
than the WNBA? Okay. A billion times
yeah,
more.
Sure, you're probably right.
But it's the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. There's three tournaments. Of course, the winner at the very end, who's number one in the FedEx Cup playoffs, takes home about $20 million. So it's just a big deal. But anyway, Ashkay Batia and Tommy Fleetwood are near the top. Denny McCarthy, I think, played pretty well. I'm just kind of looking for his scores. Scottie Scheffler was 3-under. Xander Schauffele, 2-under. And this is, of course, the top 70 in the FedEx Cup playoffs. -1. Rory McIlroy decided not to play in this event because it's not going to affect him. He's number 2 in the FedEx Cup and right behind Scheffler. But that was round 1. Round 2, of course, starts today, I believe, at about 8:20.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN and ESPN.com. He'll join us to help break down Pat's Commanders tonight at 7:30. John Keim joins us at 7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.